On Monday, the Boston Athletic Association ran the 118th Boston Marathon, or rather, 35,000 people did. The fastest, Meb Keflezighi, became the first American to win it since 1983. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John Ubakin, and I was there to tell you about the last American to win it, Michigan's own Greg Meyer. In 1896, the first modern Olympics in Athens staged a marathon. The next year, the Boston Athletic Association followed suit. Just 18 men ran that day, and the winner finished in about 3 hours, something office workers can be today. Most people thought the runners were crazy, if they thought of them at all. Marathoners don't care. After winning the 1952 Olympic marathon, Czechoslovakian Emil Zatopek said, "If you want to win something, run 100 meters. If you want to experience something, run a marathon." Greg Meyer knows exactly what Zatopek was talking about. Meyer grew up in Grand Rapids and enrolled at Michigan in 1973. That spring, Michigan got a new cross-country coach, Ron Warhurst, a Vietnam vet with two Purple Hearts and a hard-earned lesson. The world does not stop just because you're scared. Warhurst had an uncanny ability to get the most out of his athletes. At their first Big Ten meet together, Meyer had a disappointing finish in the steeplechase. Right in front of Meyer's parents, Warhurst told the star, "You blew it, and I want you to think about that all summer long." Meyer did. But Warhurst had a softer side, too. The two ran together every morning, talking about life and books that inspired them. After Meyer graduated in 1977 with three Big Ten titles, he went on to set American records at every distance from 8 kilometers to 25. He was about to accept a job teaching high school when fellow runner Bill Rogers asked him to come to Boston. Rogers was on his way to winning 4 Boston marathons, 4 New York marathons, and 4 others, establishing himself as the marathon man. Warhurst told Meyer, "You need to go. There's nothing left for you to prove here. I think you're just scratching the surface of what you've got." Meyer went, but he had no interest in marathons. He just wanted to get better, until one day at a runner's hangout, the bartender told him, "Keep running, and someday you'll be as good as Vinnie Fleming." Fleming's best finish in the Boston Marathon was 8th. Meyer said nothing, but he thought, "Screw you. It looks like I've got to run a marathon. If the best do this, I better see if I can do it too." The problem was, the best marathoners weigh about 125 pounds or less. At Meyer's best, he weighed 155 pounds. He simply is not built for marathons. He had work to do. After he won the 1980 Detroit Marathon, he thought he was ready for Boston. After 15 miles, he had the lead. He thought, "I've got this." That's when Boston showed him what it was made of and kicked his butt. He had a lot to learn. 2 seasons later, Meyer had won all but 2 of the events he'd entered, but it was the Boston Marathon in 1983 that he wanted. He lived a mile from the halfway point, and he ran part of that course every single day. At the pre-race press conference, he said, "I see myself in front at 20 miles. One of his competitors, Benji Durden, didn't like that, and he took the early lead. Right before Heartbreak Hill, around mile 20, Meyer pulled up alongside Durden. He wanted to see what his competitor had left. Meyer can't recall what he asked, but he can recall Durden's answer after a couple breaths. "Looks like rain." Meyer ran ahead to test him. Durden broke. At the top of Heartbreak Hill, Meyer was all alone, just like he had imagined it. He was running a little over 5-minute miles, but coasted the rest of the way. Only when he finished did he realize he had missed the record by 8 seconds. Meyer stood as the last American male champion until this week, when 38-year-old Meb Keflezighi, ancient by champion standards, took the crown. Meyer announced Meb's achievement at the finish line, then gave him a big hug. One unlikely American champion paying homage to another.